The first reading is about the deacon Stephen, who addresses his enemies as they are about to persecute him with great boldness, speaking to let them know that they have missed the point of Jesus. But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But his enemies, the scribes, the elders, cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed upon him. They threw him out of the city and began to stone him. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." In the gospel, Jesus is addressing the crowd on the fact that he is the bread of life. "Sir," they said, "give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." Fidelity, faithfulness, is the word for this day. First, we celebrate the feast of St. Fidelis of Sigmaringen, who lived into his name. After entering the Capuchin Franciscans in Freiburg, Switzerland, Fidelis grew to be a dynamic preacher. His preaching drew the attention of the congregation for the propagation of the faith. He was subsequently commissioned by this office to preach to the Protestants who adhered to Calvinism in Switzerland. He was faithful to this call in the face of much opposition, opposition which eventually grew so intense that his life was in danger. He had made some friends among the Calvinists, and one of these offered him a secure haven. Fidelis refused, saying his life was in God's hands, and therefore he would remain faithful to God's call. He was assaulted and killed on April 24th, 1662. Acts gives us the beautiful account of the deacon Stephen's fidelity in the face of death. He preached the word boldly before his accusers, apparently unafraid of what they might do to him. These scribes and elders would have none of it, and rushing upon him, dragged him out of the city to be stoned. To his last breath, Stephen faithfully professed his belief in Jesus the Christ. Jesus, knowing full well that many in the crowd that continually gathered around him were present more out of curiosity and awe because of his miracles, nonetheless challenged them with the words, "I am the bread of life." Faithful to his Abba to the end, he would not back down from proclaiming the truth for which he was sent. Fidelis, Stephen, Jesus, faithfully courageous in the face of death. Each strongly confessing faith in the loving God into whose hands they entrusted their lives. How did they have such courage? How? Because each lived the Paschal mystery, a continual passage from life through death to a richer and fuller life, a continual passage. Daily, Fidelis, Stephen, Jesus let go of petty individualistic concerns of living a solitary, comfortable life in order to live more fully for others according to the call of the gospel. Each day they were faithful to the call of God in every moment. God and God's ways with their focus. Such is our call, a daily presence to God and a seeking of God in absolutely everything. This is actually, I believe, the hard part of dying, this dailiness. But faithful to this dailiness, in the final moments of our lives, I believe we will simply slip off into God, because we've already faced the hardness and the harshness of dying. Our death will be a slipping off into the arms and heart of God.